Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Donnie Wrightside. No, Kevin Walsh. We open up. Hour number two right here on the grid. See that, JP? Get in here. How was that? Voice inflection? Did I have it all to open up that the hour number two?
That was a 10 out of 10 opening right there. That's good stuff.
I mean, I could do the Oscars. I could open up the Oscars right now and let it rip here. So let's find out where JP is going tonight. NBA action. He says he has a superstar, which I don't actually know who it is. A superstar of the play-in rounds. So it's either the Bulls, Raptors, Thunder, or Pelicans, obviously, here. Give me the game at least, JP. What game?
I'm going to give it to you, and you're going to know who it is. It's the Bulls, Bulls game.
So we got the Bulls and the Raptors. But see, I don't know any of the. I can't remember any of the play-in action from the past. And it's only been, 2 years? Fred VanVleet, Siakam, like who?
Do you want me to just tell you?
Yeah, like I have no idea. Like, I need the answer. Okay, so we got Pat Bev. Okay. So
points over.
You know what I kept on thinking too? I was like, okay, well, who had like a 40-point performance and like, you know, a 3-pointer at the gun to get his team there? But Pat Bev absolutely celebrating for the Timberwolves as if they won the NBA championship still makes its rounds around. So that is a good one here. So which way did you go with his player points?
Yeah, I'm going to take his player points over. You can't fade the reigning playing game MVP on a night like this.
Man, six and a half points here. At FanDuel. Let me just go and check. I want to check around to see because I guess that's a plus money number. Usually they're pretty much on point with every book, but I got a feeling that we might be able to find something a little bit different here. So let's go and find out where we have a point simulator. What are we going to simulate these points? Scotty Barnes? No. Oh, Pat Bev. There we go. 6.5 plus 104. 6.5 plus 104. Come on. We got anything else out here? 6.5, 6. Any 5.5 that you could buy down? There we go. 5.5 minus 115. I actually like that better. Forget the plus 104. We'll go JP. Look at that. Points bet out here. New Jersey. 5.5 minus 115 for Pat Bev tonight. Now, granted, if he wins this game and he's swinging, you know, the jersey around because the JP, they're not even in like the next, like the official playoffs yet. If he does it in the play-in round to get to the next play-in round game, I'm going to be impressed.
I really hope that's how this goes. Like they hit like a game winner or something and he's just going nuts. He will forever be like the play-in guy.
Yeah, I think we absolutely need that to happen. So there you go. JP going Pat Bev tonight here. To see if he can get involved. By the way, yesterday, we've been having some fun all across the platforms here at Sports Grid by doing same-game parlays with the FanDuel Sportsbook. I cashed mine in yesterday. Now, we are going to start handicapping these NBA games in the next segment, but I do have another one in tonight, and they're fun. This is only a plus 114, so we're not looking at, you know, heavy swings at 9-1 or 10-1 where ridiculous things have to actually happen. CJ McCollum to get 20 points tonight, Trey Murphy to make at least 2 3-point shots, and Lou Dort to get 10 or more points tonight is a plus 114. That's the way I'm rolling around. So I'm looking to make it 2-0 here on these props. And yesterday, cashed in with the Lakers game. You know what? I don't even have the exact one. It's sort of off my radar right now. But it was LeBron James. It was Anthony Davis. And it was also Big Cat to go and make at least 2 3-point shots, and he got it last night. It wasn't a huge number. I believe it was plus 130 when it closed. So it wasn't bad, but it's still plus money. It's always nice to hit those. But tonight, again, we're going to go C.J. McCollum, 20 or more points. Trey Murphy to make more than two or more three-point shots. KW's get a kick out of that one. And just see the two-plus. Like, hold on, does that mean any two, two-and-a-half? Nothing made sense. Just put it at two-and-a-half. No, because you just need 2 3-point shots to win, not three of those. And Lou Dort to get 10-plus points. Let's get caught up here in Major League Baseball, because we do have a few games that are currently underway and a slew of games over the next hour and a half that are going to also get underway. The Houston Astros, top of the sixth inning, one out. Jeremy Pena at the plate. I do need an RBI in that game. And again, it looks like he just, I want to say, made an out. But unless they're hitting home runs, we're not going to cash any tickets. Need to get some ducks on the pond today for the Astros. Come on. But they are up 2-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. 2-2 now, as I did see Francisco Lindor go yard. They also have two runners on against Blake Snell, who's been terrible to start the season, by the way. That game, 2-2 here, bottom of the third. But it looks like the Mets are threatening again. Nobody threatening here in the Chicago White Sox-Minnesota Twins game. That is a 0-0 game. Top of the fourth inning, nobody on and two outs. The Cleveland Guardians, three runs. The New York Yankees, no runs here. Battenfield holding it down in the top of the fourth inning with nobody on and one out. How about this? Your Cleveland Guardians at a minus 600 money line with an 8.5 total. Now, they just turned it off, so I don't know if somebody might have doubled in the gap, hit a fly ball or a home run. We'll see. Oh, no, just popped back up, so maybe a foul ball. By the way, if you ever see that, look at the FanDuel Sportsbook at DraftKings. When the game's locked there, they do that every time. You're taught, if you're the inputter there of the game, anytime you have something questionable, a deep fly ball to left field, center field, foul ball down the line, they turn it off, grade it, and turn it back on. So it's not all the way. We're like, oh, I'm going to be able to jump this. Like, no, somebody's in the ballpark watching that game, and the minute a fly ball goes in there, it gets shut off. So then we can bet into it as if, like, ooh, I just saw the home run before the person did. No, you're not going to see that. That's why those games get shut out. 2:21 start here, Chicago Cubs, Seattle Mariners. Then a 3:11 start. The Rockies game, people, Flaherty versus Urania, a 13 as a total, and it's warranted. It's hot in Colorado. The wind's blowing out. Coors Magic might be on deck. Come on back. It's Moneyline on a Wednesday. We'll be right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Radio Network.
All right, hour number two officially underway. Absolutely. Juan Soto, just watch him strike out in the Mets game, but he already has an RBI. It doesn't really help me out all that much because I do need Xander Bogaerts to get an RBI, and the only way he's going to get one right now is if he lifts one into the stratosphere for a home run. Can he do it? Sure. Is he probably going to do it? Probably not. So maybe another inning later. We need one more. We have three players in play right now with RBI props. Got one already cashed with Juan Soto. One more would make it an officially profitable day. Two more would make it sensational. Three more would be perfection out here. Now, we're going to get to the NBA games and handicap those in just a moment. But again, love topics here on the show. Love to talk to the people out there. 844-843-6879. And if anybody's on Twitter, I don't know if anybody's on Twitter actually more than me. Love Twitter. Use it. TweetDeck, fantastic. Keeps me in the loop on everything I need while I'm doing a radio show right now. Have it up, multiple columns, and that's the way we play it out. As Xander Bogaerts just got a base hit here, but again, doesn't do me any good because nobody's on base. Congratulations, Xander's on base, but does not pay me out. Now, the reason I'm bringing up Twitter today is the check marks and the verifications have been a lot of talking points over the past couple months. Used to be that if you had the check mark here, at least you were verified. And it's not saying that you were somebody in the business, but you didn't have to check on it. Like if you were on air personality like myself, or if you're a professional athlete, a beat writer, whatever, you didn't have to get verified or vetted all the way through. Now, granted, Elon Musk buys it. Everybody gets a check mark, so therefore the check mark doesn't mean anything. Who cares about the check mark at this point now? Now, they say it's going away, the legacy check marks, which I have on the 20th of the month, which today's the 12th. So roughly a week away. The checkmark isn't all that important anymore, but you can pay for Twitter at $8 a month. And it does come with some, I don't want to say advantages because I don't really know what they are. What I need to know is if anybody out there has paid for Twitter, is it worth it at this point? Forget about the amplification of like your timeline. Like I've gained, I'm going to bring JP in here in a second, but I have gained 98% of my followers before I ever had a check mark. Do you know what I mean? Like before I ever had the check mark. So it's not that big of a deal for me to go down because I gained them all when I didn't have one. So JP, explain this to me. Do you have the check mark? Did you pay for the check mark? Or do you know people who have it or what the rules are with the check mark?
So I did when it first came out. I forget the exact circumstances in which I did buy it. But if you're a longtime listener of the show, you know that I do a lot of crypto and NFT stuff on the side, and it was something related to that account, but I can't exactly remember what it was for. But I did pay, and it wasn't worth a dime.
Because the thought process is like, oh, just pay it. It's no big deal. Look, I pay for a lot of subscription services. Some I don't even remember why I paid for them or even that I pay for them. They just come out of my bank account. Like, I wonder what even that is. But I even pay for websites that I use that I don't use for the, let's just say, the payment that they have, but I just like to support the website because I like the work that they do. But is it worth it? Like to get it like on, I see now that you can write more or you can edit 1080p, you can shoot a video in or amplification. I just want to know if it's worth it because if it is, and forget about the check, I don't even care about the check mark. The check mark is meaningless. I just want to know if anybody out there like JP has used it and said, you know what, it's worth it. Here's why I pay for it. It makes some sense because it used to be like when the check mark popped up, and forget about even if I have one or not. Like, it felt like if Lamar Jackson, let's just say, tweets out, coming back to Baltimore, five-year deal, $300 million. Like, the next, like, 15 responses are, like, from pro athletes and check marks, right? Like, oh, okay, that guy's somebody. Oh, look at that. That's Mark Andrews checking in, or that's Jalen Hurts over here saying congratulations, and Tom Brady saying, way to go, I always knew you would get your money, right? Like, the first 15 responses. Now, like, the first 15 check marks are Larry 62922 and Dave Hill 1492 with like no engagement because you're looking at the check marks where it used to be somebody who's somebody like, oh, like I'll respond to this or read it or tweet it. Like, I don't even know who's who. It's like the Wild West out here at that point because you are getting amplified with the check mark, but you almost have to scroll through like, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who this guy is. So it is kind of funny, but if anybody out there does have the check mark, like, hey, man, I pay for it. It's awesome. Here are the features that I have. I'd like to know about it because if it's worth my while, yeah, I don't have any problems paying the $8 here. And it's not you sit up here like, hey, I'll never pay for that check mark because it's not really about the check mark anymore. It's paying for the services. Now, my favorite service through Twitter is actually TweetDeck. Like, I have a Major League Baseball tab, a football tab, an information tab, my home tab, notifications up at all times that I can see. You don't have to refresh it. It's fantastic. There's no ads. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. TweetDeck is life-changing. I don't know how any of you monsters out there just use, like, quote-unquote regular Twitter. I don't even understand it. It makes no sense, and it's way too convoluted on what comes up on your timeline. TweetDeck is a lifesaver, and it makes you much better handicapper here. Okay, got that out of the way. If anybody out there has it, 844-843-6879. But let's get into the NBA games tonight. Doubleheader once again. I love it. It's fantastic. Now, we watched the games last night. We're interested. We're betting. Hopefully, guys, we're cashing in tickets. But if the winner won, they moved on. The loser, season not over. They still have a legitimate chance to get into the playoffs by winning the next game because they're going to have one. Today, Chicago Bulls, Toronto Raptors, Oklahoma City Thunder, New Orleans Pelicans. As they would say in Rocky, there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. You go home. You lose, you go home for good. You're golfing. You're in the Bahamas. You know, you're going to hang out with LeBron and Chris Paul in the offseason on the banana boats and have your fun. But let's just say these teams win. You're still not celebrating like, yes, awesome, man. We did it. We made it. We're in the playoffs. No, you just made it to the next play-in game, elimination game, which will be that doubleheader on Friday night. Now, if you watched the games last night, again, road teams did very well. Outright with Atlanta over Miami. And then what probably should have been outright was the Minnesota Timberwolves playing the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James was good. Anthony Davis was good. That was enough to get control. And also, Anthony Edwards, come on, buddy. What was he, 3-for-17? What was he, 3-for-17 last night? Ridiculous performance here. And they almost still won. So Lakers move into the playoffs. The Atlanta Hawks move into the playoffs, which means the Timberwolves will be fighting for their lives. They will get the winner of the Thunder-Pelicans game, and the Miami Heat will get the winner of the Bulls-Raptors game. Game one tonight, Bulls versus Raptors. That line sitting at 6 points as a favorite here with the Raptors. You can find, and it was a little bit while ago, I was doing some things, 6.5s, only one out there at MGM. Actually, Fox Bet New Jersey is now at 5.5. But the prevailing line across the board is sitting at 6. And the total, 212.5. Look, both of these teams aren't the fastest paced. But what does that mean? Like, essentially, the FanDuel Sportsbook had an opening number of 217.5. We're down to 212 at PointsBet, if you want to check off the lowest on the board. So essentially you're saying what that 212 is, they're going to play a game in the low 100s and high 90s. So Raptors 101, Bulls 95. Is it really going to be that lower scoring tonight? And also, the question mark that we were bringing up, both Joe Ranieri and myself in the early line, was how are these teams actually going to play it late if there is like a blowout? Will they not care? Because again, yesterday's games, if you lost, your season was not over. But today, if you lose, your season, it's over. So do they play it like a college basketball game with a minute to go, 45 seconds to go, down 6-7 points, fouling repeatedly, calling timeouts to push it into the front court, dropping a three-point shot, calling timeout for the other team, fouling immediately, getting to the line? Because the 212, 212.5 is extremely low. Are we going to see a game 94-91 tonight? I hope not. Specifically if you're betting props in this game, which we're going to dip into the props market when we get back after this commercial break and see if we can make some sense of Bulls-Raptors. It's Moneyline. It's Wednesday. It's right here on the grid. Donnie Wrightside, and I'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Twitter beefs. We love the good Twitter beef. Boy, man, it used to be the ugly streets of Twitter back in what, the close to 2010 range? A lot different, a lot more civil these days on Twitter than what it used to be. But it looks like Kyle Kuzma out here in the streets. Looks like he's getting after with Spencer Dinwiddie here. And it looks like a chain tweet. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tweets here. And he ends it with, enjoy the clicks, go Sixers. So obviously not a Dinwiddie fan. I'm not going to go side by side and read these here, but it looks like that's what Twitter is for right there. A guy getting after another guy and adding FanDuel TV and Spencer Dinwiddie for some clout out here in these streets. So good stuff. Anytime we see a little Twitter beef, a little Twitter battle, I'm always here for it. And by the way, we're just talking about the Bulls and the Raptors. PointsBet did come off of that 212 back up to 212.5. And it looks like that will be the prevailing line across the board. I still think it goes over just because I think that number is low. And granted, we know as handicappers, they don't just pick anything out of a hat. Oh, the 212 sounds just about right for the... No, stop it. The numbers say the game should be in that ballpark, but in a environment where you might get an extended fourth quarter per se, not overtime, just the final 2 minutes where loser goes home, we might see some changes there. So we'll keep an eye on that situation, see where that goes. But I did want to take a look here at the props market because, you know, when you want to hit props typically, and the numbers do change, certainly based on the total for the game itself, but you always feel a little bit more confident when that game's like 225, 230, 235, because you expect to get the tempo in the game necessary to hit some of these bigger points props. Now, if we're looking at this game, there's not a ton of high-priced people here. Siakam, 22.5. He's the high. Is he the highest in the game? No, there we go. Okay, I did the extended tap. Zach LaVine is 25.5, and rightfully so. So if we take a look at Zach LaVine, other guys on the Bulls that could do damage, you always look at DeMar DeRozan, 21.5. Nikola Vucevic, 17.5. Pat Bev, our guy JP, rolling him out there, 5.5 minus 115. It's actually plus money at FanDuel, what, 6.5? But why not? Save the free throw here, cashing that ticket. Pat Bev finishes with 6. You feel like a genius. I didn't go for that plus 104. I took the better price here and got after it. Makes a little bit of sense there. OG Anunoby, 16.5. Scotty Barnes, 15.5. Jakob Poeltl, 11.5. Nothing really sticks out all that much. I think I'm a little bit scared of the game itself, right? Because I do like the Bulls. Like, 6.5 were available this morning. Not so much anymore. Just one outlet reporting that back. But sixes across the board at this point. If we look at player threes, which I'm always interested in, a guy like Fred VanVleet always pops up for me. If we're looking at games where he played full, let's see. 2 for 6 against Boston on the 7th. 1 for 12 against Boston on the 5th. 3 for 5 against Charlotte on the 4th of the month. 1 for 8 against Charlotte. So he had a couple back-to-backs. He went 1 for 8 and 3 for 5 against Charlotte. Then 1 for 12 and 2 for 6 against Boston. All of those games, though, however, on the road. Looks like before that Milwaukee game to end the season, which I don't even think he logged any minutes there, at Boston, at Charlotte, at Philadelphia. Just one of those scheduling quirks out there. Played at Charlotte on the 2nd and the 4th, and then played at Boston on the 5th and the 7th. So not back-to-backs against the opponents, but just not on back-to-back nights. The Philadelphia 76ers game, which is the last day of March, he went 3 for 10. But before that game against the Sixers at the end of March, they had 4 home games. He went 3 of 12 against the Pacers, 3 of 10 against the Pistons, 5 of 9 against the Wizards, and 2 of 9 against the Heat. Not bad. So 3, 3, 5, and 2 on that last homestand there. It's not a really expensive number, because when they get expensive, you know, you see like what? 2.5, minus 165, minus 170 in that range they'll get up to. And that's big, because in the three-point market, and granted, again, every single shot matters. So if you're telling me I could sink 3 and cash a ticket as opposed to 4, yeah, you're probably going to pay for that. Fred VanVleet tonight, three-point prop is 2.5 at a minus 142. I always get a kick out of DeMar DeRozan's old-school game, because he always pops up at over a half of a three-point shot. Like, come on, DeMar. Can you make a three-point shot? Now, it is the playoffs, and maybe you do some things out of character here, but if I'm looking at DeRozan's three-point props, last game he played 23 minutes against Detroit, he actually went 1 of 4. Game previous before that he played at Milwaukee, 0 of 1. Against Atlanta, the game before, 1 of 4. So it is almost like a miracle that he even shoots one, it feels like. But if he just has a wide-open look and needs to make one, maybe he can do that. Zach LaVine, over 2.5 three-point shots in that game. So, some things to keep an eye on. But again, not really feeling this game overall outside of, I do think the Chicago Bulls and the trend going yesterday, the road teams have covered spreads. I think they can do that. And I think 6, 6.5 is a good price here for the dog. And especially in a game where we're expecting a lower scoring game. So I think that does work for us. All right, why don't we keep moving down the list here? Game number 2 tonight, 9:30 p.m. in New Orleans. That's the Oklahoma City Thunder and the New Orleans Pelicans. Plus 176 on the money line if you think the Oklahoma City Thunder can win this outright. But if you're just taking the points, it's roughly 5.5 across the board. I don't really see any changes. Haven't seen all that much changes since that number came out. Now, FanDuel also, just like in the Bulls-Raptors game, that total, 217.5, it's been on the move. That's dropped about 5 points. Now, the Thunder-Pelicans game opened up at 232 at FanDuel, and that has dipped to 226.5. Now, there's not any injuries that we're worrying about, right? There's really not. But the issue that might come to fruition here is, are we looking at both of those numbers opening higher and dropping by roughly 5 points? Is that because these are true like game seven scenarios, which we didn't have yesterday. Like loser goes home, so maybe you slow it down. And it's not as freewheeling as you would get like in the regular season as compared to a game where it's, okay, winner moves on, loser goes home. So that's a little bit of food for thought to get after. But again, I do like the dog in this game. I'll take the Thunder getting the points here. Player props in this one, stark contrast to what we saw in the Bulls-Raptors game. Why? Because the total is about 15 points higher. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 32.5 is a points prop. First playoff game for him. Let's see if he shines in this moment here for OKC. I think it's his first playoff game. I think it was the last time they made the playoffs. It's been a few years there in OKC. Josh Giddey, 17.5. Lou Dort, 13.5. As I told you before, on my same game parlay, just need Dort to get 10 points, but his true points prop is sitting at a 13.5. If you're looking at the opposite side here on the New Orleans Pelicans, think they do some damage. Brandon Ingram's points prop is 29.5 tonight. CJ McCollum at 22.5. Trey Murphy at 18.5. So this game should have a higher tempo and a lot more fun. It's just that factor of, all right, Oklahoma City Thunder pulling back up to the playoffs in a season where they were hoping to tank themselves out of the playoffs. But other teams just did a better job tanking, and it turned out like as the end of the season started to come about, out on. We could actually make the playoffs here. We win a game or two, and they did, and they made it. So two games tonight here in the NBA, I'm leaning towards the dog in both of them. And also what I'm waiting for here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, we don't have any boosts up yet. The boost last night won, and I thought it was fantastic. It wasn't like an overreach, right? You were just trying to get in there and cash some tickets on something that made some sense. Not like a plus 700, a 10-1. LeBron needed a triple-double, which included 40 points. We didn't get any of that last night. Just bringing up my bets here on the FanDuel Sportsbook. LeBron James, 25 points. Anthony Davis, 10 rebounds. And the Lakers to win was plus 150 last night. That was perfect. And by the way, let me just there's a couple things that I've lost here, just messing around with some parlays. I had baseball yesterday. Yankees, money line, easy winner. Tampa Bay Rays, money line, easy winner. Phillies, under 8. Not a winner. Ridiculous. Come on, Phillies. You got to be better than that. Let's get to the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. X-Man, get in here. Give us some winners. I know you got them.
I got the Baltimore Orioles on the money line.
Okay. Yep.
We got the Dallas Stars in regulation.
Mm-hmm.
We got Chicago Bulls on the money line. Ooh. And Pat Bev over 6.5.
Pat Bev. It's going to be the key to victory tonight. What's it paying out, X-Man?
15-1.
There you go. I mean, Pat Bev. I mean, you tell me right now, X-Man. Pat Bev's got 4 points at the end of this game. Like, we need a 3-ball to go down. He's got to come through for us. He just does.
He got to come through. It would be better if it's the game winner from half court.
Now, will you lose your mind, X-Man, if Pat Bev takes the jersey off and swinging it around like a helicopter there in Toronto and throwing it into the seats? I mean, we got to have one of those moments again.
Yeah, it's necessary. I hope we get the win.
Yeah. No, we're getting the dubs tonight. No doubt about it. Now, NBA coming up at the end of the week. Friday night doubleheader, X-Man. Saturday really kicks it off. We're going to need you because, again, we're not on the air on Saturday. So you got to make sure that you're hitting that @ sign there on Twitter and letting the people know what you got. Can you promise that? I think you can promise that for us here. So there we go. X-Man checking in. 15-1. Oh, Stars, Bulls, Pat Bev, all lumped into one. And away we go. Let's talk Major League Baseball next. Let's get you updated. Let's win some money. Come on back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here on a Wednesday afternoon, Major League Baseball. Let's get you updated, people. There are runs coming across. The Astros have 5 runs. But I don't have anything from that so far. I got two guys that I'm still waiting here to get some RBIs. A couple guys that have scored runs just need an RBI. I haven't gotten it, but the Stros are 5-0 over the Pirates. Middle of the seventh inning. It's actually, what, the seventh inning stretch right there, heading into the bottom of the seventh. The Mets have taken the lead on a Pete Alonso home run to go up 3-2 on the Padres and now sit here in the bottom of the fifth inning at a -260 price. The Minnesota Twins have finally broken through a 1-0 lead here on the Chicago White Sox in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Yankees trying to mount a comeback now 3-2 against the Cleveland Guardians. That game in the bottom of the fifth inning with a runner on first base and one out. We are talking about, or we talked about, I should say earlier, the Mariners and the Cubs. They're 1-0 here on the top of the second inning. That is the Cubs with the 1-0 lead. And as we know, the wind is blowing out in Wrigley. We'll see if that makes enough for a difference to get a dozen runs in that one here. Also, coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, two games, the St. Louis Cardinals and the Colorado Rockies. That's Flaherty versus Urania. And then 3:41 is a start. The Milwaukee Brewers with Jason Junk on the mound versus Jameson for the Arizona Diamondbacks, a -130 price here as a favorite for the D-backs. But the one we're looking forward to here, Cardinals-Rockies, 13 on the line today in that one. One game, let's handicap quickly here tonight. 6:36 is the first start tonight. Excuse me, his first pitch in Oakland Athletics, Baltimore Orioles. Let me say, we should have, I haven't been looking here since we've been on the show, but I'm going to assume that at least one of these lineups is actually out at this time. Let's take a look. Baltimore, Oakland, because I do think we might have a decent look tonight. All right, no official confirmed lineups. We're just going with anticipated lineups tonight in this game. And let me take a look here at the weather conditions currently down at Camden Yards. We're going to get 77 degrees tonight with the wind blowing out to right field at 11 miles an hour. Now, in this game, we have a left-handed pitcher on the mound and a right-handed pitcher on the mound. First, we'll take a look at Kramer, who's going to be on the mound, the right-hander for the Baltimore Orioles. His xFIP is high this year. Again, only 37 batters he has faced, but a 6.05 xFIP number. K rate, not good enough. Walk rate, just too high. And his ground ball rate, not good enough here, which means we should be getting some fly balls on a nice day in Baltimore. That should equate to runs. I do believe that they are going to get over 9 in this game, but if we're taking a look at individual matchups here, Kramer's is bad. Now, granted, you're looking at an Oakland lineup that is terrible to begin with. I mean, just random guys sprayed out across that lineup. Maybe they woke up last night, and we'll see. But their numbers don't check out all that well. Quite frankly, if we're looking at just weighted on base percentages here, only two guys in that lineup above a .330. So it's bad. But then again, Kramer, when you line up those batting splits here, 16 at-bats to lefties here, .502 weighted on base percentage with a .400 ISO. Right-handed batters, 21 appearances, .417 weighted on base percentage, and an ISO power number of .333. So we're just looking from a perspective of, all right, Kramer's been bad, so Oakland should be able to scratch out something in those conditions down in Baltimore. But I think the better side to try to approach is going to be some batters for the Baltimore Orioles. Take a look at Waldichuk. And again, you get bad, I don't want to say hitting, bad pitching, I should say, all over the place. And by the way, just to interrupt this right here, can he get to third base? Come on, send him. You going to send him? Ow! Soto stopped at second base. The reason why that's big is because now we have Xander Bogaerts coming up next with a runner on second, nobody out. So he's going to have to get a base hit. Soto, who did hit, went in the gap, which I thought he would have a little bit more speed. Should have been able to get a triple out of that. But again, you're not going to make the first out at third base. That doesn't make any sense. But it landed perfectly in the gap at 380, and Marte tracked it down, but we do have at least a runner in scoring position. We'll see what we can do with the next batter, which is Xander Bogaerts. Already a base hit in this game, but keep in mind, going to need a base hit here in order to cash in a run. So I think, is Miguel still on the mound? No, Rowley is on the mound here. 1-0 count to Xander Bogaerts. But let's get back here, and while we watch this game, or I watch this game and try to relay it, hopefully get an RBI, talking about this Oakland Athletics-Baltimore Orioles game. Waldichuk's bad. His xFIP on the season through 47 batters is a .731. He doesn't strike out very many batters. K percentage is low. Walk percentage is just too high and doesn't really have a great ground ball percentage. Now, if we're taking a look at the matchups, he's a lefty. He's actually only faced three left-handed hitters so far on the season. .644 weighted on base percentage, ISO of 1,000. So they're getting to him. But tonight, it looks like we only have two left-handed batters that we're anticipating in the lineup today for the Baltimore Orioles. That's Henderson and Mullins. Outside of that, everybody will be batting from the right-hand side. And also, why is that important? He, talking about Waldichuk, has faced 44 batters from the right-hand side. With those batters, weighted on base percentage, a .551 through 44 batters. Ridiculous. An ISO power number of .487. Absolutely ridiculous. And what is ridiculous is Xander Bogaerts grounded out to shortstop. So we have to wait a little bit longer for Xander to get another bat here to see if he can cash in. But did you hear those numbers? .551 and .487. If we're looking at right-handed batters that can do some damage tonight that have had some success against lefties in that lineup for the Orioles tonight, Hayes out of the leadoff spot. And again, this is the anticipated starting lineup. Fantastic. ISO power number .385. Weighted on base percentage .469. Rutschman, who will be in that second hole here, a .200 ISO power number and a .512 weighted on base percentage. Mountcastle, 15 at-bats. He has a .929 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of .712. So right off the bat, you got some hammers here. And even if you're looking at Mateo in the 8 hole, a .250 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of .385. So maybe today when we see the official lineups down in Baltimore, we might have to get involved here in a couple of RBI props, because I do think it's going to make some sense here. Now, another game I want to take a look at, the Baltimore Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays. We're still going for perfection here for the Rays. I do think the Rays are better all overall than the Red Sox here. If we're just looking at name recognition, though, you go, oh, man, Chris Sale can do it. Bradley's getting a call-up today for Tampa Bay. So when they get call-ups, typically you probably think they're going to get a legitimate start. And if they don't, he's not going to let him go. The manager's not going to let him go that long. So maybe two trips through the lineup and you hand it over to the bullpen. So it's hard to try to officially line up what you like about the Red Sox or what the matchup is going to be with Bradley. But having said that, Verdugo, lefty, Devers, lefty, Yoshida, lefty, Casas, lefty, Tapia, lefty, Maguire, lefty. You're looking at, what is that, six of the first seven batters in the lineup tonight are going to be lefties. That's really interesting. It gives me those Arizona Diamondback vibes at this point. But what we're really looking at is the Tampa Bay Rays lineup today, going up against Chris Sale, a left-handed pitcher. Sale hasn't been that great this year, to say the least. A 4.27 xFIP number. His K percentage actually is pretty good through 42 batters at 31%. But if he's not K-ing you, he's not getting you out. Take a look at these splits. Lefty batters, only seven he's faced on this early season in 2023. .499 weighted on base percentage, ISO power number of .500. Right-handed batters, which he's going to face the majority of. He's faced 35 batters this year. How about this? .422 weighted on base percentage with an ISO of .300. Now, when you're looking at this Rays lineup, no hotter lineup in Major League Baseball. We're also looking at a lineup that will have nine right-handed batters in the lineup. So Chris Sale, left-handed pitcher. Chris Sale can't get right-handed batters out. Chris Sale facing a lineup nothing but lefties. Look at some of these numbers. Keep in mind, again, ISO power number 170 or higher is what you're going to look for. That's above average. Look at the first six batters in the lineup tonight for the Rays against left-handed pitching in 2023. Diaz, .231. Franco, .267. Paredes, .214. Arozarena, .273. Ramirez, .667. Margot, .375. And then Walls comes in here. Walls has a .538 weighted on base percentage, but just doesn't hit for any power. But he's really getting on base against lefties too. Bethancourt, .500 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of .414. Astronomical numbers. Now, granted, they're due to come down as the season progresses. But tonight, maybe worthwhile playing some RBI props. I laid off yesterday, and a few of the guys that I typically like to take did do some damage, either home runs or RBI shots. So maybe we got to dip in again tonight down in the trop to see if we can win some money and make it make some sense here. Late night action tonight, the Dodgers and the Giants. I think that game stays under. I do. A little bit juicy, minus 122. 7.5, not a big number. 55 degrees or so out there in the Bay Area. Certainly not going to be hot. Wind always blowing out the center field for Giants games. That's no difference. That doesn't make any difference there. That strong marine layer, the ball doesn't travel well at night. All factors in out there for the Giants. But this is a heavy number for Clayton Kershaw at a 164 price. Now, again, we're not going to have any official starting lineups out at this point. So we're not going to worry too much about that. We're just going to take an estimate of who we think is going to be in there. Kershaw's got a great xFIP on the season, 3.36, good K rate, good walk rate, ground balls all out there. The issue is that the Giants lineup can't hit left-handed pitching or hasn't done so just yet this year. Horrendous numbers. Now, granted, Flores and Conforto were estimated to bat 2-3 tonight. ISO power numbers through around 10 at-bats for both of them, a 400 and a 333, respectively. That's awesome. But take a look at the rest of this Giants lineup. ISO power numbers, hitting for power. Estrada, 0. Davis, 0. Villar, 0. Crawford, 0. Bart, 0. Ramos, 0. Johnson, 0. Yeah, there's a lot of zeros in there, man. So I don't know what type of damage they're going to do in a true pitcher's ballpark against Clayton Kershaw. But on the opposite side, you have a pitcher in Cobb who has been filthy so far to open up this Major League Baseball season. XFIP number at 220, sensational. Strikeout percentage, 27%. Walk rate, only 2% through 44 batters. Great stuff. Ground ball pitcher himself, dominant weighted on base averages both ways, and ISO power numbers, certainly legitimate. He's been doing damage and doing well. The problem this year, how much are you going to trust this Dodgers lineup tonight? Because when we look at what they do well, they smash right-handed pitching on this early season. Take a look at the weighted on-base percentages for the top seven guys tonight for the Los Angeles Dodgers. 390, 425, 383, 333, 424, 410, 439. Outman, Vargas, Hayward, Martinez, Muncy, Freeman, and Betts. And how about Jason Hayward here? Smashing right-handed pitching. This guy was about ninth for a few games here. Now all of a sudden moves all the way up to fifth because of how well he's doing trying to resurrect his career. So one of those where a pitcher is really good, but so is that batting lineup. Now we got one more segment to go here on a Wednesday edition of Moneyline. We'll recap what we like tonight, give out some winners, have some fun, and get after it. The perfect way to close the show. Make sure you come back right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tough scene out here for the Indianapolis Colts, saying their quarterback search focus is on the NFL draft and not on Lamar Jackson. We do have some interesting updates here on the Astros, now 6-0 over the Pirates. Here's the issue for me. I think Chaz McCormick, who I do have for an RBI chance, is 2-for-4 today, scoring 2 runs, but just no chances to get an RBI. Pena is 0-for-3. Now, we do have, as we said, one out here, bases loaded, top of the 8th inning with Tucker, or I believe Abreu, coming to the plate. So maybe we might get a swing around here and hopefully get an RBI opportunity or chance for one or maybe two of our guys here, hoping that Pena can get up here and knock in a base hit, if they can make it that far down. But also, maybe a chance for McCormick to come up in the 9th inning in a blowout where you're not using your best pitchers, talking about the Pirates, to get an opportunity there. Just watching some action here, the Mets, with a man on second base, nobody out in the bottom of the 6th inning, looking to take command of this game as they are up 3-2. But we do have plays in action tonight, as we've gone over. Look, I think we can make some money tonight. I'm waiting for the FanDuel Sportsbook here to come up with a pretty sweet odds boost that we can check in on. I did have some fun here. Again, on my same game parlay tonight, CJ McCollum to get 20 points, Trey Murphy III to make two or more three-point shots, and Lou Dort to make 10, or excuse me, get 10 points or more. That is at a plus 113 price. JP, let the people know where you're going tonight.
Patrick Beverly, the reigning play-in MVP, to get over 5.5 points.
There we go. 6 points for Pat Bev, taking the jersey off, swinging around. That certainly is going to be some fun, so hopefully we profit on that. Also, I'm taking a look at a couple Major League Baseball games a little bit later in the day, so if you don't do it now, make sure you do it. Give me a follow at RightSideVP on Twitter. If we get something cracking, which I do believe we're going to be in play tonight, I can almost guarantee we'll be in play tonight, because I'm looking at Oakland and Baltimore, and I'm looking at Tampa Bay and Boston. Something out of those two games is going to provide some profit, and I am going to find that profit. Thanks again for tuning in on a Wednesday. Nice little solo mission for me. Donnie Wright set tomorrow. Kevin will be back for JP behind the wheels of steel. Thanks for tuning in. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.